Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before you know it, and Jen Horn, our favorite human being ever, will be on the way as well. As with any conversation we like to have on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program, we want you to be a part of it. Don't forget, you can give us a call at 855-999-DOUG. That's the Doug line. It's 855-999-3684. Or you can chime in on social media, Facebook, Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, at Good Day On Air. Starting off with a little bit of the tough news, there was a pickup truck driver who is facing manslaughter and aggravated assault charges after he crashed into a large group of cyclists. This happened over the weekend in Arizona, killing two and injuring 11 others. This happened in the area of Goodyear, Arizona. The police have said that officers were called to the scene of a very serious crash shortly before 8 a.m. local time. A woman died at the scene, and a man died at a local hospital following the crash. 11 other cyclists were transported to three different area hospitals with various injuries. That's what police have said. Now, the pickup driver, identified as 26-year-old Pedro Quintana Lujan, remained at the scene following the crash. Now, after being questioned, he was arrested on multiple charges and booked at a county jail where he's being held on a quarter of a million dollar bond, pending a court hearing that is going to be coming up later in the week. Quintana Lujan was arrested on two counts of manslaughter, three counts of aggravated assault, 18 counts of endangerment, and two counts of causing serious injury or death during a moving violation. Police did not disclose what the moving violation actually was. Now, one of the injured cyclists do remain in life-threatening condition. In other news, American Girl releases their first ever twin dolls, and they are totally rocking the 90s look. If you are not familiar, because maybe you were living under a rock, the famous doll brand has revealed the newest characters. They are named Isabel and Nikki Hoffman. And there are some pretty stylish twins in these 1990s look. They are the latest addition for the brand's line of, historical characters. Are we really calling the 1990s historical at this point? Then again, chances are, if you have a family member in your life who was born after the year 2000, they probably continuously remind you that you were born in the 1900s. Oof, why does that sound of that hurt, even though it's factual information? And are you ready for more? These dolls are, quote-unquote, extremely authentic with a Pizza Hut setup, complete prop, with the red, that red cloudy plastic cup thingy, and the Book It pin. Do you guys remember Book It? Oh, good grief. The flaky red pepper shaker and the Parmesan. And the only thing that is missing, to be honest, is a Blockbuster membership card. Going to take a quick break, and Jen Horn will be with us in a moment.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right. So we've been hearing about libraries having to close due to meth contamination. Have you been seeing all of these?
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is what the libraries are being used for, though. In my local show that I do in Los Angeles, we had a big, long conversation about libraries and how I used to love, like, when my books were such a huge part of my childhood. My mom would take me to the library every 2 weeks. I'd pick out the books I wanted. It was a great experience. But now I think these libraries have been co-opted by homeless people, by people who want to buy, use, and sell drugs in those facilities. And it really takes away, it's taking away from the community's ability to be able to use them, just like everything else. It's getting co-opted by the bad guys. And what are we going to do? How are we going to fix it? If we're not serious about really cracking down on crime, and if we're not really serious about cracking down on drug use, this kind of stuff is going to just continue to grow. It's going to happen. This isn't going to be the one-off. It's just going to be the everyday.
Exactly. And not all of these places have the funds to have additional security on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these are happening. They're still in libraries today. If you go, they don't need the entire space. They don't need the entire building anymore. So there are so many unused spaces that are closed off by what, a cone?
Yeah.
Or like a little sign that says off limits or something of that sort. It's not really keeping anybody out. And so it's the bathrooms on the main levels, the lower levels, the parts of the building that not a lot of people are going to. And it's also illegal to have security cameras inside bathrooms. You can't have any cameras inside bathrooms. So it's kind of a good place for where people want to hide and do some of this dubious behavior. And it is also important to mention that we acknowledge substance abuse is an illness, and if you are struggling, you can call the helpline 1-800-662-HELP. But it is one of those things where, with meth, people are not just harming themselves, they are harming other people. These libraries have to be closed because of the meth contamination, the residue that is being found in multiple bathrooms that gets into the vents. It gets through the rest of the library, and not only the people who visit and come in, people with their kids, but the people who are working there, who are breathing in this air day in and day out. I wonder if there are any stories, or if there will be any stories of anybody getting addicted by secondhand meth. Is that a possibility?
I don't know. The contamination, I know, is real and it can be harmful. I don't know if it's the same effect you're hearing a lot of about fentanyl, which, if you just look at it, if you're in the same space, it can cause a big problem. So I don't know, but I do think that the presence of that, even having residual stuff left over, a kid gets a hold of it. I mean, my goodness, think about what can happen just in your own home with a child on the loose. Then imagine in an area where there are substances that shouldn't be, and you're creating such a huge recipe for disaster. And I think about the librarians of my day, and I'm sure that they're probably the same today. The librarians that we know are not there to be security monitors. You know, it's not fair to ask them that question. And as you mentioned, not a lot of libraries have the security. So, like, what this has become the spot where people are taking advantage of the situation, the shelter, probably a little escape from the elements, and it's a bad scene.
It really is. Oh, but the library is still so much fun to go to.
Well, I've heard, because I haven't been to a library in a while, and some of my callers were saying, like, they have 3D printers now. They have all kinds of stuff that, just in addition to being able to take out books. But, my mom uses our library all the time. She gets online books, so she'll get books to download, which the library offers. You can get them on your Kindle or your iPad, and it's a free service. And how cool is that? That's awesome to take advantage of.
And if you just need a quiet place to go and think or read, and we take Mac, they have this discovery zone, and we'll take him a bunch of times, and then they have this little not like an aquarium, but like a fish tank in the children's section, and they every month they have some theme, and the entrance to the children's section is all done up, and it really is. It is a lot of fun to take them to, and it's really cool. But also, if you live in one of these areas where you just keep having these issues, it's like, why would anybody want to take their families? Why would anybody want to take their children? Well, a little bit of good news. Did you see this about the woman? We in society have so many aches and pains, and it's not just aging. It just seems like, I don't know if it's part of our diet, part of our
inflammation,
lifestyle.
Stress.
Oh my goodness, so much inflammation. And it's one of those things, like for me with fibromyalgia, it's this fine line where I have to move enough and I have to eat certain things to reduce inflammation and be okay. But if I do too much, if I move too much, I exercise too much, then that sends into a fibro flare. So it's like, if I don't do enough, fibro flare. I do too much, fibro flare. And there is this woman who, she hated working out, like a lot of us do. And she took up powerlifting to combat arthritis. Totally slaying Commonwealth Games, gold medalist. She was just trying to take better care of herself. And all of a sudden, she's this medal-winning world powerlifting champion.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Now, does it hurt her or has it helped? I mean, is she okay? I know she's a champion.
Yes, it's actually been helping her. She says she's 58 years old. Her name's Kelly Clark. She says she feels like she's more fit than she was in her 20s. She has osteoarthritis. She had obesity, which worsened her condition. She had severe joint inflammation. Her doctors prescribed her on this cocktail of drugs. And she first started visiting doctors when the pain was just so severe that she couldn't even shut the trunk of her car at 49.
Wow.
And then a few years later, she has lost a third of her body weight. She has been able to get off all of her medications. She said that in 2017, she started volunteering as a referee at a Special Olympics event. That's when she decided, like, hey, I kind of want to try this out. And then by 2019, she qualified to compete in the World Powerlifting Champions. And this was for Team Great Britain. And then she went on to the World Bench Press Championships in 2021. And she said she's been hooked. And she has physically never felt better.
Wow, that's good for her. That's amazing. And you know what they always, I think a lot of women shy away from weightlifting. They shy away from doing powerlifting and such because they think it's going to bulk them up, or we're afraid to be bigger rather than smaller. But gosh, when you do that, it's incredibly powerful. And mm-hmm. I mean, I don't say like go out there and, you know, become the next roid raging like Hulkamaniac or something, but God, it's good for you. So good for her.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that there's less of a stigma around actual size of people and more about how healthy you are.
Yeah.
Because when we look at the number on the scale, we all know by now, I feel like muscle weighs more than fat. And a lot of times people think, well, I weigh this much, but what if that's solid muscle? And
right.
it's one of those things. Like, how healthy are you between the patient and the doctor?
There you go. And obviously she's doing it and she feels better. Good for her.
Absolutely. Don't forget, you can join the conversation. Hit us up on Facebook and Instagram. The handle is @GoodDayRadioShow. There is Twitter @GoodDayOnAir. And of course, we would love to hear your words in your voice. Give us a call. The number is 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Ray Magliozza here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or just go to eBay Motors.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program with celebrity in our focus, social media time. What's trending? Well, a story about Kelly Clarkson, in fact. She seems to be everywhere, very popular. Maybe a better term is ever popular. The ever popular Kelly Clarkson. How do you like that? You think that's a good way of referring to her, Jay? She seems to.
Sounds about right. I mean, she is just adorable. Mm. So talented.
She is. Yeah, right. Yeah, and she seems to be kind of grounded, or maybe grounded may not be the word. She seems to be dealing with life's issues or opportunities well, and people are talking about her. As a matter of fact, the ex is in the news with her. The fellow's name is Brandon Blackstock. Interesting. There's a new book that she's written called Untamed. It's written by a lady named, is it Glennon Doyle? And the focus is on Kelly Clarkson and her ex-husband and how that is all fitting together. I bet you want to know. All of you would like to know what the story is with Kelly and her ex-husband, right? The gossip continues, and we'll feed into that after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, poor candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
So this is a good song. We all like Kelly Clarkson, it would seem. Jay, you're better at this, and I don't mean this to be sort of a sex thing. It just is I don't follow these back and forths as much as you might, and I don't, it could be that you don't either. Why is it just because the lady on the radio program is associated with social media that she would be following the nuances of Kelly Clarkson's life?
And it's one of those things that I think a lot of parents, what she's dealing with, is something that I think a lot of parents go through at some extent with their divorces.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson had said in an interview that there was a moment during her marriage where she realized she was staying in the relationship for her daughter to model something, and then she realized that's not a relationship she would want for her little girl. So she was staying in something, feeling like it was good mothering, when really she realized it was bad modeling. And one of the things, one of the conversations in this was that her children are kind of still holding out hope that their parents reconcile, that Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock will get back together. And I think that's
don't you think all children, but don't you think children, when that happens, don't you think they all fantasize when mom and dad will get back together again? I remember it happening to me when I was a child, frankly. Do you? Well, yours and I, knowing both your parents, it probably never happened, or wasn't contemplated. But I know in my case, when my mother and father never got along. And at one point, I remember my father coming to me and saying, we were staying, I remember it like it was yesterday, he had just bought a new green Ford convertible. It was like 1956 or something. And he just didn't know how to deal with my mother. So he said he thought he would get a divorce, and I remember crying and pleading with him on the driveway to not get a divorce. So, it happens, and it's very, it's hard. It wasn't a good thing. My father and mother probably shouldn't have stayed together any more than I should have stayed together with my wife. But yet, you don't like to think of things that you haven't experienced yet. I think that's it. That's what's scary about it. So, anyway, contemplation, I think that's what it is. It's called that. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What is pet physical rehabilitation therapy? Veterinary physical rehabilitation therapy, similar to what is known in the human field as physical therapy or physiotherapy, involves the use of non-specific invasive treatments, massage, exercise, light, heat, cold, electricity, ultrasound, laser, magnetic therapy, hydrotherapy, to rehabilitate injured patients. The goal of physical rehabilitation is to return the patient to a normal function as quickly as possible and restore the full range of movement and strength to the injured body parts. The underlying principle of physical rehabilitation is that the least effective treatment for the injury is excessive rest and the stimulation of circulation through areas recovering from the injury promote an optimal rate and degree of healing. The bottom line is this. For years, when people were injured, they would go see a physical therapist. But when their pet was injured, maybe they'd get a shot or antibiotics, but no one was doing pet physical therapy. Well, now it's being done by veterinarians and physical therapies that are specially trained. So if your dog is recuperating from an injury, speak to your doctor about some physical therapy. It can make all the difference in a quick recovery. All more next.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. That's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Although inflation remains stubbornly high, the Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that although inflation has significantly declined since reaching its peak last summer, it still exceeds the Fed's target line of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
Closing arguments are set for today in the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial. It comes after witness testimony wrapped up this week. The trial is to determine if Robert Bauer should receive the death penalty for the 2018 mass shooting that left 11 people dead. Former U.S. Marine Daniel Penny is being indicted by a grand jury.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
And the winner is, everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
You talk too much. You talk. I like the way I hit those notes. You talk about people that you don't. Stay on.
This is such a good song, though.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Song.
Like, just let it roll.
You talk too much. This is like the song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. This comes from the same league and the same era also in terms of rock. So here we are, rocking and rolling. You'll notice I didn't do it the way the jocks, the rocking and rolling. I was rocking. I was a stiff when I was doing rock and roll as a disc jockey. I was very, very precise. because I was teaching English, actually, at the time. I was teaching English in a junior high school. At the same time, I was a jock on a Boston radio station. And so, and they all tease me. What? It's rock and roll, pal. No, it's rocking and rolling. So I was a real stiff, what they call a stick in the mud, as it were. All right, the Good Day program brought to you by Progressive, in part. Small business keeps you on the go, right? This is small business time. Get those businesses going. You had some good news yesterday because the Fed didn't raise the rate. So things seem to be stabilizing. That's good for small businesses. So another thing that's good for small business is Progressive Commercial Insurance. They will keep your policy within reach. They have an easy-to-use mobile app that you can put right on your phone. You want to learn how it works, right? Makes sense. ProgressiveCommercial.com. Just go there, and that app will help you figure it out. Normally, we have good news as we start each portion of the Good Day program. I consider this to be good news. You may, after I tell you what the good news is, just say, huh? How is this good? A grand jury has indicted former Marine Daniel Penny in connection with a chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a subway train. Charges not unsealed yet. Be in court at a later date. He was arrested on second-degree manslaughter charges. The video of this incident shows this guy, Penny, who's 24 years of age, putting Neely in a chokehold at the beginning of May. Witnesses observed Neely making threats. The DA, Joshua Steinglass, told the judge witnesses were yelling and harassing. This guy Neely was yelling and harassing back and forth with people on the train. And so police sources say that Penny was not specifically being threatened when he intervened. Neely had not become violent and hadn't been threatening anybody in particular. He's just been, he was noisy, whether he was on drugs or whatever, who knows.
He had already had instances when authorities had intervened due to mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
While the former Marine, Daniel Penny, he was not specifically being threatened. He jumped into help anybody else.
Hero.
But this is just a situation where the system failed both of these gentlemen.
Yep.
I mean, Jordan Neely is dead, which shouldn't have happened, and he was going through a mental health crisis. Daniel Penny, who is a former U.S. Marine, no doubt has PTSD and went into his training. And there's
a level
where he was failed, too. And both of these gentlemen were failed.
Mm-hmm. So is it good that he has been charged? What is good? What is good that... What is good? This is a bad deal all the way around, but yet you can't have people on the subway train kill people because they don't behave themselves. This guy Neely.
Well, I think the charge is correct because the grand jury has indicted him, so it brings up the charges, and now it'll go to court for figuring out whether or not he is truly guilty or not guilty of these crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you definitely need to have the trial for this. The charges needed to be brought.
Under the circumstances, how easy is it to find a jury, given that this was all over every New York newspaper, every New York news station, every New York radio, I'm talking about TV, radio, it was everywhere. How do you get a fair trial to turn sort of the horse around a little bit? How does this guy get a fair trial? Because everybody has got a thought about this. This is one of those things happened. Everybody was talking about it. And so, this guy is guilty. He should get the pipe. Or no, he was just defending himself. But he, you know.
What we'll find out in the next steps. Is he truly guilty of these charges or not guilty?
Yeah. Okay. There's a new solar system. This is my weekly visit to the NASA website. Here we go, boys and girls. A new system, a new solar system, like ours, has been found. But the difference is, this is like a page out of Star Wars, because what has been found is a solar system that doesn't have one sun. It has two suns. Remember that from Luke Skywalker's planet? right? Remember,
yeah, Star Wars fans are loving this.
Yeah, of course they are. Two planets, or rather two suns with planets going around those suns. This is the fifth multi-star system ever discovered, and the third one which features two stars and two... So this is Anakin Skywalker all over again. What was it called? Tatooine? What was that? That was the planet, wasn't it? Tatooine?
Oh, I was never a Star Wars fan, so I don't know.
You're right.
That doesn't sound
Tatooine.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's Tatooine, I think, yeah. Anyway, so this is confirmation that the Star Wars movies, going back to 1977, that was the first one, this is proof positive that everything that happened in the Star Wars movies is true. There was Chewbacca, right? There
was 100%. Leia. R2-D2 is out there.
R2-D2, right.
So is this life imitating art? Art imitating life?
Yeah. There's a lot of research being done. Stranger things have happened. As you said, life imitating art or art imitating life. There are different ways of... disguise? See, I'm one of these people that thinks there's so much going on. My son and I had this conversation the other day. He thinks that in his son's lifetime, as Jasper, who's now a year and a half old, in his son's lifetime, there will be direct involvement, direct communication, direct engagement with beings from another planet, with what we call them aliens. I don't think that's the correct alien is not, you know, we use that term to describe people who come to this country illegally. They're illegal aliens. Well, are the people coming from outer space that land here, are they illegal? We're going to call them illegal aliens too? They don't have a passport. They don't have citizenship, but yet they're going to land here. I think they already have. What do you think about that? You think Stefan's crazy? I think that there are many aliens. How do you know I'm not? Or that your next-door neighbor isn't, or your wife or your husband. How do you know they're not aliens?
Your dog, your cat, your bird, even.
Yeah, where they all come from. I maintain that people, different colors, black people, white people, people of different color skin, different eye sets, different features. Why is it that Japanese or Asian people look different than people who live on the African continent? Or people who live on the European continent or in America, why do they all look differently? Is there a good explanation for that?
I
don't think so. There's an explanation, but that doesn't mean it's a good one.
Okay.
But, I need to shut you off.
Fair enough.
No, please.
I always thought it was back from... back in history, and just based on where we live, how close to the equator people were, the need for the amount of melanin in the skin.
Yeah. Well, so why then, when black people move away from equatorial Africa and move to, let's say, New England, why do they not lose their skin pigmentation?
Because evolution takes a little bit longer than that.
Ah, evolution. Okay. So that means... that if you go back 300,000 years, supposedly mankind in some incarnation first walked the planet 400,000 years ago. So we've evolved. But if you go back millions of years, when the first single-cell object was discovered or somehow was created by God or whatever, however you want to look at the universe, from that one cell, we have emerged. Does that ring true to people? How is it when you think about all the cells, millions of cells in your body, how your body works, how you eat food, put it into your mouth, it goes down that tube into your stomach and it gets digested and it gets used for energy and what's left goes out the other end? Is that something that comes from a single cell? Does that make sense? It's a theory, but yet... most theories scientifically are disproven by new scientific theories. Ever think about it that way? Think about science always disproving itself. Sometimes there are simple examples of that, and sometimes there are fairly complex examples of science being sort of unscientific. So I just, how long, this conversation grew on for the next 3 hours. And where would we, if you ever thought about it, help yourself, 855-999-DOUG. Sometimes that's too heavy a conversation. People would rather talk about Joe Biden and what a bad guy he is. Or Donald Trump's going to win. Speaking of that, all of the hoopla about Ivanka, have you noticed this the last couple of days? There was her son got bar mitzvahed, I think last weekend, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken. And the end result, all the pictures and stuff that were taken, there was a 20-page brochure or a booklet or something that came out of it or something on social media. And pictures of her father were on the last page with hardly a mention. And now it seems, depending on what you believe and where it shows up, but it showed up in a couple of different places, mm-hmm. that she may be ready to make the ultimate move, as it's described, separating herself from her father and her brothers, because she thinks that they are out of their gourd. She thinks her father...
Not just in a professional sense, but personally as well. Because she already has. She's already said that she's stepping away from all of the political stuff. She doesn't want her name mentioned. She's going to keep their names out of her mouth as well.
Yeah.
She did post some throwback photos for her dad's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, then it makes sense.
77 yesterday.
Well, she has come out and said that for the safety and well-being of her family.
Well, maybe that's it.
Her husband and her children.
Yeah.
She's going to step away from all of this because she doesn't need that. Her children don't need that.
Nope.
And there's a lot of hate. Donald Trump is very polarizing.
Sure
is. You love him or you hate him. And there really seems to be not much in between. There's a little bit of in between. I don't like putting people in specific boxes. But the hate side, some people can get... really rough and rowdy, and she wants to protect her family. Not to mention, she has her own businesses that she wants to utilize and protect as well.
And the news media will take any sign and twist it and turn it around, take some slight thing like this maybe, and then they just turn it and twist it around. So I guess that's the way it is down on the farm and elsewhere. It is 48 after the hour down on the farm.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle, plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in 30DOUG into the search bar, order your dad's favorite gift pack.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Food Farm Family Time here on Good Day. Foodfarmfamily.com is where all of the information here gets posted for you to check later in the day. Also, our American Family Farmer Show, that you want to keep up with if you're interested in growing, gardening, what's going on with food. The recall of the day today, Jay, is from Gelato Boy of Boulder, Colorado. They're recalling hundreds of cases of chocolate chunk gelato because it may have undeclared milk. So how do you do gelato without milk?
I was thinking this is kind of one of those, like, no crap, Captain.
Yeah.
There's milk in gelato? What?
Yeah. How would you make it without milk, I guess, is the
question. Yeah. Well,
you can do
the dairy alternatives with the almond or cashew or whatever.
Here we go.
But then it's typically noted that this is dairy-free. It says stuff like that on the label.
Yeah.
So when you think just plain run-of-the-mill gelato, well, that's going to have real dairy in it.
I've been talking a lot about gardening, and certainly this is an appropriate place to talk more about how to be a successful gardener. And we do have those conversations as well on our weekly American Family Farmer Show, which airs on a lot of these same stations that do a good day. The bugs that are beneficial. There are a lot of bugs. You know, we're bugged by bugs, actually. Mosquitoes, they're bugging, and bees and things, or maybe more wasps. Bees are beneficial. Wasps are not. And so it's sometimes they're all put into the same category. But when it comes to your garden, to your environment, the fact that your garden has all these things, your garden needs bugs. Your garden needs bees. They are actually nature's allies. Some of them are pollinators, i.e. the bees. Some of them are pest predators. You know, those, if you raise tomatoes, they have those little green bugs on them. And there are certain predators that eat them before they eat your tomato plants. So it may be that your garden is thriving. If you're trying to make it pest-free, that may not be the right thing to do. Learn what the right conditions are for the right bugs, the right insects, to help your garden grow. And I would say that we have limited time here to talk about stuff like that, but it certainly is something worth studying, because some of the things, there are powders that you put on tomato plants to get rid of some of those bugs, but better to get rid of them the natural way than with those, some of that stuff that you put on. The powders can be, you know, not, there's a lot of poisonous, a lot of chemicals in that stuff.
Yes, and if those are penetrating into the into your veggies and your fruits,
yuckabunga. States, especially here in the Northeast, seeking federal disaster assistance because of what happened with the worst frost damage in some of the vineyards and some of the orchards. This is the worst that I've been farming all of my life. I have not been that. I've been a dairy guy, a cow guy, but I know my friends who have invested millions in vineyards and orchards and stuff this year wiped out because of the frost in May. It took the peaches, the entire peach crop, gone. Entire strawberry crop, gone. And so these affected growers are trying to find low-interest loans or maybe other programs from the federal government. But because the federal government is in its usual messy array, without great leadership, we're in the middle of the Farm Bill. Every 5 years, the Farm Bill gets reworked, and so there are questions about where the money is going and how it's going to be applied. And in this circumstance, there will be a lot of orchards and vineyards that will go out of business this year because they have no product. And how are you going to sustain yourself for a whole year without having any product? So when you see what is going to cost you for wine, when you see what apples and peaches are going to cost you this year, hopefully you'll not be surprised. You realize that in this circumstance, Mother Nature has taken her toll. Let's see what happens when you touch plants. Ever, when you look at the veins of a leaf, do you understand that that's the nervous system of the leaf? And if you don't think that plants and trees have nervous systems, you are incorrect, because they do. And they feel your touch. Scientists established, using some pretty sophisticated tools, that plants register the beginning and the end of every touch. So be kind. Remember, it's the old be kind to your web-footed friends. Be kind to the plants and the trees that are around you, because they have their, some of them are very special. And when a caterpillar bites into a plant leaf, they feel it. And I think that's something that people should be aware of. Some people say, oh, no, that's not possible. Yes, it is.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.